Wisconsin, it's finally here. Yuengling, oldest brewery in America, family-owned and operated for six generations, and now officially in Wisconsin. Whether I'm tailgating, watching the game at a sports bar, just kicking back, I'm reaching for a Yuengling. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly.
Joining us now on the Yuengling guest hotline, Yuengling, the oldest brewery in America, now officially in Wisconsin, DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly, is Jeff Levering. To get us up to speed on all things Brew Crew. Good morning, Jeff. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, thanks. Appreciate you guys just doing the phone call today instead of the video chat. Sorry you guys can't see my ugly face, but hey, here we are.
Oh, ugly schmugly, Jeff. What are we talking about here? We do enjoy seeing your face when we talk Brew Crew. Okay, so we've had some reaction to the Scooble situation, to the guys that the Brewers acquired. I want to start with the Scooble thing, because we continue saying this doesn't pass the smell test, and we are aggregating all of the information that is out there. And, you know, sometimes you're like, is this real? Is this, you know, do we need to push this through a prism of who's it coming from, et cetera? But yesterday Murph talked about, if you think the Brewers weren't in on this, if you think the Brewers didn't try, you're mistaken. What is your read on how the Scooble situation shook out?
I think the Brewers did everything they could to try and acquire Tarik Skubal. I think they put together a really good package in front of the Tigers to say, hey, listen, this is what we can do. This is what we can provide. And at the end of the day, it's up to the Tigers to decide what they want. And if the Tigers are content with having a second-rate option to get their ace and back-to-back Cy Young Award winner, then that is on the Tigers. In my mind, I think the Brewers had the better package. Not that I have any insider information on what that was, but I do think that the Brewers organization has better prospects than the Dodgers does. Maybe not to the level as they are close to the big leagues like the Dodgers provided. But at the same time, I think that the Brewers did absolutely everything they could to get Tarik Skubal in a Brewers uniform. But at the end of the day, it's not up to them to make that decision. All they can do is put the pieces in front of the Tigers and hope that that's one that they accept.
Do you think Skubal made the decision, Jeff? I mean, they loved him in the organization and wanted to do right by him, and Skubal said, hey, I'd rather go to the Dodgers, and that's how something like this happened?
It can. It certainly can happen. Whether or not that's what happened or whether his agent made that happen, I'm not sure. I do think that the Brewers had a really good opportunity to bring him here. I think that at the end of the day, again, Skubal has the opportunity to say no. He doesn't have 10-5 rights, so he cannot full-on reject a trade, but he can certainly discourage a trade, in my opinion, depending on the organization and how much weight he has, and I'd say he has a lot of weight within that organization. But all the Brewers can do is go out there and try and beat them, right? That's the best way to go out there and do it, is go out there and beat them. And that's hopefully what they do next week in Los Angeles, and hopefully that's what they do if they match up in the playoffs this year.
So, Jeff, the Brewers did acquire the three pitchers at the deadline yesterday. How do you see those three and what their roles are going to be going forward?
Dustin May is going to be in the rotation. I think that's the key piece that the Brewers acquired in this trade deadline. I know Antonio Sensatella from the Rockies is going to help. Jojo Romero coming off the appendectomy is a little behind. But I think adding a piece like Dustin May, when he's healthy, and the Brewers saw it firsthand. I mean, he took a perfect game into the eighth inning in Milwaukee earlier this year. When he is right, he is as good as anybody. And I think when you get him with the right people like the Brewers organization, what this pitching group has done, I think that he could really thrive in this organization. I'm excited to see what he can do. The Brewers needed some depth in the starting rotation. They're going to get Harrison back, which is a great thing, hopefully on Wednesday. Yeah, Dustin May to this group. It just provides more depth to your bullpen, too, depending on what you want to do with some of these other pitchers. But I do think that the Brewers did get better yesterday by making the moves that they did.
Jeff Levering joining us here on the Yuengling guest hotline. All right, so the Brewers dropped the game yesterday to the Pirates. Not a huge deal, but it is a little concerning that the Pirates seem to have had the Brewers' number this season. What do you make of that?
I mean, considering that the Brewers have had so much domination over the Pirates over the last decade, I guess it's the Brewers have been due to lose a couple of games against Pittsburgh. Now, all the games essentially have been close, with the exception of the last game of the first half, which was a clunker, and that happens. But every other game has been pretty darn close to the Pirates. One thing here, one thing there. I mean, Brandon Sproat was a strike away from going three innings and not giving up anything. He gives up an infield single, a base hit, walks a batter, and it's a three-run double, and it's an extra 18 pitches in the inning. That's how that game started. And then William Contreras doesn't cover home plate on what could have been an out at home, and that's the difference in the game. So that was yesterday. I just think the Pirates have a really good starting rotation. They got better with their bullpen acquisitions yesterday at the trade deadline, too. It's a formidable team. They came in just 3.5 games back of the wild card. They have a legitimate shot to go to the postseason for the first time in a long time. And with that starting rotation, they could make some noise. And they got better offensively in the offseason, too. This is not just some slouchy Pirates team that we have seen in years past that can pitch but can't hit. They can do a little bit of everything. So the Pirates have just found ways to beat the Brewers this year, and hopefully they can come back tonight. The Brewers can and even up the series.
Jeff, how upset was Murph when he yanked Sproat in the fourth at Sproat and or Contreras? Because I've been in that, but there's nothing worse than head coach saying, get him out of there in front of the whole team, which I thought Murph was doing. Did you think he was steam coming out of his ears?
It looked like a Looney Tunes episode. I mean, I've never seen a pitching change mid at bat without an injury happening, and it was base hit. Wild, he went strike one on the hitter too. Then it was wild pitch,
yeah.
And Sproat was done. So I mean, that was. Listen, I'm sending a message here. This is unacceptable. They've had the disappointed dad conversations a few times already this year with Murph and Brandon Sproat. So I think that was a clear message. And I said it before the game started. The trade deadline was an hour before we hit the air for the broadcast. And in our second segment of the pregame show, you acquire some guys, that's going to light a fire under the people that are on this roster. We talked about it when Cooper Pratt came up, and what does that do for Joey Ortiz? Well, Joey Ortiz responded. Mm-hmm. He's played great defense. He's been amazing at third base. He started hitting the ball better. This was a moment for Brandon Sproat to go, okay, well, you're not going to take my job, so let's go out there and pitch to the best of my abilities. And he had a bad inning. He had a bad moment and then went out in the fourth inning and kind of just fell apart. So for me, that was Pat Murphy saying, this is unacceptable. We can't do this. We got 2 months to go, and this is not okay.
Jeff, do you think he was just heading it off at the pass by saying, hey, we are not going to feel sorry for ourselves because we didn't get Sproat? This is not going to happen on my watch. That's what it kind of felt like to me. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. And listen, I don't think that the Brewers, the guys within the clubhouse were upset. Yeah, sure, you want to go get Scoobal. You want the organization mm-hmm. to go get whatever you can to make your team better. I understand that. And maybe there's some disappointment within that clubhouse. But, again, this is also a team that had the best record in Major League Baseball. The best record in Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. And people are upset that they didn't go. I get it. You have an opportunity to improve your team. But they have also built this lead in the division. They have built this record with the guys that are in that room. So I understand some frustration in that. But at the same time, this is still a really good team. It's a very, very good team with the guys that were already in that clubhouse.
Offensively, Jeff, we've spent a lot of time talking about the bottom part. Okay, what are they going to do? How much can they get out? And whether it's been Joey playing third base, I mean, Cooper Pratt at the bottom third of the lineup, they've been fantastic. How much should we be concerned about the lack of production from the top of the lineup? Or is this just, hey, it's August, everyone goes through this thing, they're trying to find the right combination right now at the top of that lineup?
I think that there is some room for concern. I mean, Christian Yelich is hitting under 200 for the last 2 months. For William Contreras, he is under 200 for the last month. Jackson Chourio's hitting 240 for the last 30 days. So you got to start getting something from these guys. Otherwise, there was two at-bats last night with a runner in scoring position where Terang strikes out and Yelich strikes out, and maybe it was Contreras that struck out before, but it was two ABs where you had an opportunity to drive in the tying run, and both of those guys struck out, and you kind of went, oh, man, this is tough, where you're kind of looking at the bottom of the order and saying these are the guys that have been producing, and you're almost hoping they come to the plate at this point with Jake Bowers and Andrew Vaughn and Lara and these guys that have really done the job over the last few weeks. The Brewers they need to get something out of Yelich, Contreras, and Churio. They really do. And it's not for a lack of effort. Contreras is out there every single day taking batting practice with Jackson Churio early. I mean, they're out there at 1 o'clock taking BP. Christian Yelich is on the field. He's in the cage. Everybody wants to get this thing right. They are working at it. But sooner or later, you got to have the results. And if Yelly is in the number five spot or in the number six spot here pretty soon, I wouldn't be shocked, because you got to have some production from the middle of the order right now.
Jeff, fair or unfair, Brewers fans feel pretty confident about this team in the regular season. They feel pretty confident about the likelihood that they will make the playoffs. The concern, of course, is having to go up against the Dodgers, who, again, we've spent a ton of oxygen talking about the Dodgers and what they did, getting Skubal and the rotation that they have and the lineup that they have. So yesterday, Matt Arnold was asked about World Series. And I think it's fair, because this is where Brewers fans are now as far as expectations go. Take a listen to what Matt Arnold had to say when asked about the World Series.
Matt, when you see your club after this, do you think World Series? Do you think you made a World Series roster?
I try not to think that far ahead. I certainly that is on our mind, but we're trying to do what Murph talks about every night, which is win tonight.
And we talked earlier today, Jeff, about how we just wish he would have gone a little harder to the hole. We wish he would have said it with his chest a little bit. Brewers fans are looking for optimism and a confident air that says, yes, we didn't get Skubal, but we have a really good team, and I think we're going to go toe-to-toe with the best in the league. How do you read what Matt Arnold said yesterday?
Absolutely understand both sides of the coin. You can't get to the World Series unless you win the game that night, right? You have to stack the wins. I understand all of that. Yes, do you want Matt Arnold to go out there and go, yeah, I feel like we made our team better. I feel like we can stand in front of the mirror and say we are a better team, and we can hang in there with the Dodgers? Yeah. But the Dodgers have more assets. Yes, they do. They absolutely do. They have their quote-unquote second team that's going to start getting healthy here pretty soon with Glasnow and Snell, and do the same thing that they did last year, where the last 6 weeks of the regular season, those guys are going to ramp up. And an all-star in Justin Robleski is not even going to be in their rotation in a couple of days because of the addition of Tarek Skubal and these other guys that are going to be coming in. I understand all of that. But at the same time, you have built up a lot of equity with the team that you have on the field right now. They are confident with what's in the room right now. But, yeah, you do have to go win today. And you can't go win a World Series unless you get through today and then tomorrow and then the day after that. I understand, put one foot in front of the other. That is the rational thing to say, for sure. But I think within the inner walls of that fourth floor of American Family Field, they're really confident in what this team can accomplish. They really are.
All right. Well, that helps. I like that report from inside the
Jeff
building.
Jeff said it with his chest. I appreciate that.
It would have been better if I could have seen him say it with his chest, but we've only got him over the phone today, so it'll have to do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he's doing the McConaughey thing, you know? He's pounding the chest a little bit.
I'm cracking my chest. Let's go. Boom, boom, boom.
The McConaughey thing is wild, and I know exactly what you're referring to.
Is that Wolf of Wall Street?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Jeff, appreciate you taking the time today. Have a great call on the broadcast. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, guys. Talk to you next week.